大家好
Hello, everyone.
欢迎收听我们的播客。
Welcome to our podcast.
今天咱们要聊的呢是这个陶斯翁鸣。
Today, we're going to talk about this Tao Si Wen Ming.
它的神秘的来源。
Its mysterious origin.
以及科学界对它的各种各样的猜测啊。
And the various speculations of scientists about it.
咱们先来聊一聊这个陶斯翁鸣到底是一个什么样的现象。
Let's start by discussing what exactly the phenomenon of Tao Si Wen Ming is.
咱们再来看一看。
Let's take a look again.
科学家们都提出了哪些可能的解释。
What possible explanations have scientists proposed?
最后咱们再来聊一聊。
Let's talk about this last.
目前这个研究进展到什么程度了？
What is the current progress of this research?
还有哪些谜团没有被解开？
What mysteries remain unsolved?
好的。
Okay.
这个话题真的很有意思。
This topic is really interesting.
那我们就直接进入今天的内容吧。
Okay, let's get straight to the point of today's content.
咱们今天第一个要聊的就是陶斯翁鸣。
So, the first thing I want to talk about today is Tao Si Wen Ming.
它的这个现象本身，就是说这个东西它到底有哪些让人觉得很离奇的特点。
What are the specific characteristics that make this phenomenon seem so strange or unusual?
就是它是一个很低频的嗡嗡的声音。
It's a very low frequency hum.
然后频率大概是在30到80赫兹。
Then the frequency is approximately 30 to 80 Hz. Well,
有点像那种很远处。
A bit like that far away.
有一个柴油发动机在响。
The diesel engine is running.
或者说有点像那种打雷的那种闷闷的声音。
Or it's a bit like the sound of thunder rumbling in the distance.
但是它又很飘忽不定，你用仪器去测的话。
However, it is also unstable if you measure it with an instrument.
很难去锁定它。
It's hard to pinpoint it.
所以很神秘啊。
So mysterious.
更神秘的是，只有极少数人能听到。
More mysterious is that only a few people can hear it.
而且通常是晚上，或者你在室内的时候会更明显。
And it's usually more noticeable at night or when you are indoors.
有的人说他搬家了之后还能听到。
Some people say they can still hear him after he moved.
而且你就算塞住耳朵也没有用。
And even if you stuff your ears, it won't help.
就是他完全不像我们平常听到的那种声音。
It's just not like the sounds we're used to hearing.
那些能听到陶斯翁鸣的人
Those who can hear the sound of a bamboo flute
他们的日常生活会受到哪些影响
What impact will their daily lives have? Well
很多人就是说因为这个东西它很难去摆脱嘛
Many people say that it is difficult for them to get rid of this thing
然后它会引发一些像失眠啊
WellThen, it would cause things like insomnia,
头痛啊
headache,
甚至恶心啊
even nauseating.
这种症状有的人会因此很焦虑
Some people may become very anxious because of these symptoms.
很抑郁
depressed,
甚至要搬离自己的家去寻找安静
even if it means moving out of their home to find peace.
听起来影响真的不小。
It sounds like the impact is significant.
然后有趣的是，就是听到的人大多都是集中在中年。
Interestingly, most of the people who heard it were in their middle age. Well,
而且是女性偏多。
And it is mostly female.
Well,
但是也有一些偶尔会有游客说我也听到了。
However, some tourists occasionally said that they also heard it.
还有人觉得这个东西是有某种意义的。
Some people still think that this thing has some meaning.
就是它是一种连接。
It is a connection.
但是大部分人还是觉得挺困扰的。
那就是说，除了陶斯这个地方。
However, most people still find it annoying that besides the peach tree area,
世界上还有哪些地方也出现过类似这种神秘的嗡嗡声？
What other places in the world have experienced similar mysterious buzzing sounds?
其实全球很多地方都有啊。
Actually, there are many places around the world.
就包括英国的布里斯托尔。
Including Bristol, England.
还有加拿大的温莎。
There is also Windsor, Canada.
嗯。
Well.
还有澳大利亚。
There is also Australia.
嗯。
Well.
甚至中国都有人报告过类似的现象。
Even in China, similar phenomena have been reported.
这些地方的嗡嗡声和陶斯的是一样的吗？
Are the buzzing and rustling sounds in these places similar?
对。
Okay.
很像很像，就是也是低频的。
It's very similar. It's also low frequency.
然后也是只有少数人能听到，有的地方查出来是工业设备的原因。
Then only a few people can hear that some places have found out the reason is industrial equipment.
但是大部分的地方依然是一个谜。
However, most places are still a grain of rice.Well,
就像陶斯这种就一直都找不到原因的这种其实在科学上面还是挺有争议的。
那咱们接下来进入第二部分、啊、
Just like ceramics, which have always been difficult to find the cause, this is also a topic of much debate in science. Now, let's move on to the second part.
就是科学界的各种猜测。
It's just speculation in the scientific community.、
嗯
啊、首先第一个想请教一下。
Well, first of all, I would like to ask about...
就是对于这个陶瓷嗡鸣、
嗯、
Regarding this ceramic it's...
目前有哪些主流的解释
?What are the main explanations currently?
他们分别有什么依据、
嗯、?What are their respective grounds?
然后有什么破绽
Then there are loopholes.
就其实一开始的时候
Actually, at the beginning,
大家怀疑的就是工业噪音
Everyone suspects industrial noise.
嗯
Well,
还有就是输气管道的共振
Another is the resonance of gas pipelines.
嗯
Well,
还有就是地质活动
And also geological activity.Well,
还有就是这个电磁波
And also this electromagnetic wave、
嗯、
Well,
甚至还有人怀疑是特殊的大气条件或者是次声波
Some people even suspect that it is due to special atmospheric conditions or infrasound
但是你想就这个陶瓷
But you just want this ceramic
它周边也没有什么工厂啊。
There are no factories around it.
是吧
?Right?
也没有什么这个管道检查也没有问题。
There are no problems with this pipeline.
然后地震仪也没有测到什么异常。
And the seismograph didn't detect anything unusual.
而且那个所谓的这个地球的自然的嗡鸣。
And that so-called natural sound of the earth.
它的频率是很低的
Its frequency is very low.
我们根本就听不见
We can't hear anything.
挺复杂的啊
It's quite complicated.
对
Okay.
然后后面又有科学家提出说可能是主观性的低频耳鸣
Then later, scientists propose that it might be subjective low frequency tinnitus.
嗯
Well,
还有就是心理暗示
And also, there is the power of suggestion.
嗯
Well,
还有就是甚至有一些这个耳声发射啊
And there are also some, even some of this tinnitus.
或者是说这个听觉系统的一些小的异常
Or in other words, some minor abnormalities in the auditory system.
但是这些也都没有办法完全的解释。
However, these also cannot be fully explained.
为什么仪器还是能测到一些非常微弱的外部的信号？
Why can the instrument still detect some very weak external signals?
对。
Okay.
所以就是目前还是没有一个定论。
So, there is still no definitive conclusion.
说哪一个是可以完全解释的。
Which one can be completely explained?
就陶斯翁明，它可能是多种机制共同作用的结果。
The development of ceramic civilization may be the result of multiple mechanisms working together.
哎，那
How?
就是说这个陶斯翁明它到底难倒科学家的是什么地方呢？
So, what exactly is it about this ceramic whistle that has baffled scientists?
就是它的这个低频的信号是非常非常弱的。
The fact is that its low frequency signal is extremely weak.
它经常是在我们人类的这个听觉的边缘。
It is often on the edge of our hearing.
嗯。
Well,
所以仪器都很难去捕捉到它。
Therefore, it is very difficult for instruments to capture it.
然后加上它又会被环境的噪音所掩盖。
Then it will also be covered by environmental noise.
所以你就很难去找到它的这个源头。
Therefore, it's difficult to find its origin.
到底是在哪里？
Where is it?
怪不得大家老觉得这声音来无影去无踪。
That's why everyone always thinks that the sound comes and goes without a trace.
然后更难的是就是只有一小部分人可以听到。
And it's even harder that only a small number of people can hear it.
嗯。
Well,
每个人听到的这个音高啊。
Everyone hears this pitch.
包括他的这个感受都是不一样的。
This feeling is different for everyone.
甚至同一个人在不同的时间。
Even the same person at different times.
他听到的也都是不一样的。
He heard different versions.
再加上就是我们现在对于低频的声音是怎么被我们的大脑处理的，了解的还非常的少。
What's left is that we still know very little about how our brains process low frequency sounds.
所以就是这重重的困难。
So, this is the main difficulty.
就让这个陶斯翁明变得非常的神秘。
Let this ceramic statue become very mysterious.
那现在就是说面对陶斯翁明这么一个让人摸不到头脑的东西。
So, now we're facing a situation where there are so many things that don't make sense.
科学家们现在是怎么打算继续进行研究的呢？
What are the plans for further research now?
现在就是新墨西哥大学。
Now it's the University of New Mexico.
他们已经在陶斯布置了有50个地震仪和麦克风组成的一个阵列。
They have already set up an array of 50 seismometers and microphones in the town of Towers.
然后他们就是希望说可以通过这个更精确的去监测这个声音到底是从哪里来的。
And they are hoping to say that this can be used to more accurately monitor the source of the sound.
同时他们也在同步的采集。
At the same time, they are also collecting data simultaneously.
就是这些听到声音的人的生理和心理的数据。
These are the physiological and psychological data of people who have heard the sound.Well,
所以他们是希望说可以把这个物理的信号和人的主观体验结合起来。
Therefore, they are hoping to be able to combine the physical signal with people's subjective experience. Well,
对
okay.
这样的话可能才会真正的解开这个谜团。
This is how we can truly solve this mystery.
那咱们来进入到今天的第三部分啊。
Okay, let's move on to the third part of today's session.
就是研究现状和未解之谜。
Research status and unsolved mysteries.
对，
好。
Okay.
咱们今天的问题是，到现在为止。
Today's question is up to now.
科学家们对于陶斯翁鸣的研究都有哪些重要的进展？
What are the important advances that scientists have made in the study of ceramic perovskite?
就是科学家们其实在陶斯这个地方布置了很多很敏感的仪器。
Scientists have actually set up a lot of sensitive instruments in the ceramic area.
嗯。
Well,
然后也确实记录到了这个30到80赫兹的这个低频的信号。
Then, I also indeed recorded this low-frequency signal of 30 to 80 Hz.
但是，他们始终没有办法找到这个信号。
However, they were unable to find the signal.
到底是从哪里来的？
Where did it come from?
就它似乎是同时来自于四面八方。
It seems to come from all directions at once.
听起来就像是跟大家玩捉迷藏一样。
It sounds like playing hide and seek.
对啊。
Right?
然后有意思的是
Interestingly,
就是这个听到的人也不是说每个人听到的都是一样的。
The fact is that not everyone hears the same thing, and it's also something that people who hear it may not be able to understand.
有的人觉得是一个很低的柴油机的声音。
Some people find it a very low diesel engine sound.
有的人觉得是一个变压器的声音。
Some people think it's the sound of a transformer.
大家的这个描述也不一样。
Everyone's description is different.
测试的时候
During the test,
大家能够辨别的这个频率也是有差别的。
Everyone can distinguish different frequencies.
这个声音的感觉也会因为你所处的位置和环境的背景噪音而有变化。
The feeling of this sound will also vary depending on your location and the background noise in the environment.
就它是一个非常个人化的东西。
It's a very personal thing.
嗯。
Well,
那这也让研究变得更加复杂。
This also makes research more complicated.
对。
Okay?
那就是说这个陶斯翁鸣为什么到现在还让科学家们这么摸不到头脑
That is to say, why has this ceramic ohm still been so baffling scientists for so long?
嗯
Well,
就是说还没有揭开他的神秘面纱呢
That is, his mysterious side has not yet been revealed.
主要是因为这个信号它实在太弱了。
The main reason is that the signal is too weak.
然后它又跟环境的噪音混在一起。
Then it mixed with the environmental noise.
再加上它可能有的时候是外界的声源和我们的内耳。
In addition, it may sometimes be the sound source from outside and our inner ear.
甚至我们的大脑的活动都混在一起。
Even our brain activity is mixed together.
所以他就没办法用常规的手段去定位。
Therefore, he couldn't use conventional methods to locate it.
所以就不光是技术的问题。
Therefore, it's not just a matter of technology.
还有就是人的感知也在添乱。
And also, people's perception is adding to the trouble.
没错，没错。
That's right.That's right.
然后再加上就是低频的这个听力到底是怎么回事我
Then there's the issue of low frequency hearing, which is
我们也还没有搞清楚、
嗯、
We haven't figured it out either.
有的人呢可能就是天生对这种很窄的频段特别敏感
Some people may be naturally very sensitive to a narrow frequency band.
再加上就是说可能是内耳的一些解剖的差异。
And also, it could be due to some anatomical differences in the inner ear.
或者是说一些神经的反馈的差异。
Or it could be some differences in the feedback from nerves.
可能都在起作用。
They may all be working.
所以就是说，它可能是一个 物理和生理交织的一个谜团。
So, it's essentially a puzzle of intertwined physical and physiological aspects.
那就是说这个陶瓷翁明到现在还留下了哪些最让人摸不到头脑的谜团呢？
So, what are the most baffling mysteries that the ceramic Ong Ming has left behind?
就是它的这个源头到底是什么？
What is the exact origin of this?
就始终没有找到。
I have never found it.
然后也没有办法说有一个什么办法可以彻底的帮那些被困扰的人去缓解。
Then there was no way to say that there was a way to completely help those who were troubled.
为什么只有一小部分人能听到，也不清楚。
I don't know why only a small number of people can hear it.
甚至有的人他搬走了。
Some people even moved away.
还能听到，就是这个东西的这个物理的本质到底是什么？
What is the physical nature of this thing that you can still hear?
就还一直是一个悬而未决的问题。
It has been a lingering issue.
那未来咱们还有机会破解这些谜题吗？
Will we have a chance to solve these puzzles in the future?
当然有啊。
Of course, there is.
就是现在科学家们也在结合更精密的监测设备和对人体听觉系统的更深入的研究。
Scientists are now combining more sophisticated monitoring equipment and a deeper understanding of the human auditory system.
然后把这个客观的信号和主观的体验结合起来。
Then combine this objective signal with the subjective experience.
多学科联手，可能才会有希望揭开这个陶瓷翁明的神秘面纱。
It may only be through the combined efforts of multiple disciplines that we have a chance to unravel the mystery of this ceramic statue.
对。
Okay.
今天我们一起回顾了这个陶瓷翁明的各种奇怪的表现。
Today, we'll review the various strange performances of this ceramic figure.
然后也聊了聊科学家们的各种猜测和目前的研究进展。
And they also discussed the various speculations and current research progress of scientists. Well,
对
okay.
虽然说这个谜团还没有完全解开，
Although this mystery has not yet been completely solved,
但是我们也看到了有越来越多新的技术和新的思路在不断地加入到这个探索的行列。
However, we have also seen more and more new technologies and new ideas constantly joining this exploration.
当中，
嗯，
对，所以也许在不久的将来。
So, maybe in the near future,
我们真的有可能会听到内声
啊。
We really might hear the inner voice.
原来如此。
好了，
I see.
那么这就是本期节目的全部内容啦。
That's all for this episode.
然后感谢大家的陪伴。
Then thank you all for your company.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
Bye.